let's talk about practically how we can become a co-redeemer with Christ.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent.
Welcome. And we continue to share with you what stood out to us and why in Father Fernandez's book, In Conversation with God. Just want to say we really appreciate all your comments that you've been putting here on YouTube as well as in the Facebook group. There's some regulars out there who comment all the time. And I just want to say I appreciate seeing you every day. So thank you.
Jesus wanted to suffer pain and live in poverty himself, in order to show us that physical suffering and the lack of material goods are not real ills. There only exists one true evil that we must fear and with God's grace reject: sin. Really, we have nothing to fear. I think often we're always trying to ward off any kind of discomfort, any kind of inconvenience, whatever it might be. But really, the only thing that we really need to ward off is sin.
You mean the one true evil is not global warming, climate change? That is what we will hear on the news, though. Like, what is the greatest threat to humanity?
Mm-hmm.
Global warming.
Right.
Greatest threat, nuclear war. Greatest threat, you know, economic meltdown. No, the greatest threat to mankind is sin.
Right.
That's the root cause of all suffering in the world. And we can't forget that.
Right, because there's really only one tragedy in life, and that would be to lose one's soul.
Yeah.
Moreover, physical suffering, pain, illness, tiredness, if born for Christ, become true treasures for man. So I love this because, you know, even if these things do come our way, whatever it might be, even just being tired, maybe stuck waiting, all of these things can be treasures. They can help us to work out our salvation and become co-redeemers with Christ. Pain offered up to our Lord in reparation for our sins, which deserve a far greater punishment for our eternal salvation and for that of all the world, makes us co-redeemers with Christ.
Let's talk about practically how we can become a co-redeemer with Christ. What are those things in our life that we can give to Jesus? So it's an intention of the will when we're going through some sort of difficulty to say, Jesus, this is yours. Now I give it to you. I unite it to you. And Jesus does something beautiful with it. We win grace for the world. So what are some of those things that we can offer to Jesus to become co-redeemers with him? Do you got some ideas that we can
share? Okay. I just think of like our state of life, whether you're single. Like I was just had some really beautiful conversations with people this weekend, and a lot of people are struggling just in their state of life. And, you know, maybe you are struggling with loneliness. Maybe you're struggling with the anxiety of going into the Easter season and, you know, having to engage with certain family members. My big struggle right now is being 28 weeks pregnant and having a lot of discomfort and pain and just wanting to complain about it. But instead, I can offer that up for God.
Yeah. So those are some practical things. Other things that come to my mind is, have you ever been annoyed by waiting for somebody? They're late. Well, instead of getting annoyed and grumbling inside, we could just offer that sacrifice to Jesus. And this happens all the time in my life regarding our children. Our children are not on the same timetable as me. And it does aggravate me. So I don't carry that cross well. But there's a little example of offering something to Jesus. It could be redemptive. If I just complain about the cross, what happens? I miss the opportunity to win grace for my family.
Mm-hmm.
So do you complain about your cross or do you unite your cross to Jesus? See, sometimes the cross is going to be there either way, but you determine how to carry it.
Right.
So we can carry it with a grumbling attitude, or we can unite it to Jesus. Other things that are more obvious, physical illnesses, physical discomforts.
Mm-hmm.
But what about being mistreated by other people? You lose a argument. Can you accept that and just offer that little suffering to Jesus? Or do we fight against that and have to win the argument at all costs? You know, it's possible to win an argument and lose the relationship. What about being misunderstood? Little wound of the pride. And we have to suffer the humiliation of people looking at us differently.
Or even, you know, just simple things like going somewhere and not being able to find a parking spot and being frustrated about that, or, you know, going to great lengths to do something nice for someone. But it just seems like all the inconveniences keep coming up. Those are good opportunities to be like, Lord, obviously you're allowing this to happen for a certain reason. You know, my sanctification, or maybe you'd like to use it in some way to win grace for the world. And so I'm going to offer up these little sufferings for you.
So you use a great word, inconveniences. That's a great way to identify a cross. What is inconveniencing you? There is your opportunity. Another way to recognize it, what are you complaining about? In your complaint is typically a cross.
Muddy boots. That's my little cross right now. So one thing that I've been trying to do, because I feel like I've been failing at all my Lenten sacrifices, is delaying things. You know, when I want something and I want it right away, I delay and just say, Lord, I'm offering up this waiting time for you. So what are you going to offer up today?
What's one thing that you can delay gratification in? You know, it's not necessarily always giving up the thing, but delaying the gratification that comes with it. So thanks for watching, friends. Comment below, share with us what stood out to you and why you pray the rosary right up there. We'll see you tomorrow.